So we have seen the grace that has appeared, bringing salvation to all men. We see that grace that has appeared in the person of the eternal Son, who has become flesh, who has took on him the seed of Abraham. And he, being found in fashion as a man, came here into the scene. And he became in fashion as a man, and he came in a character that man could see the wondrous, marvelous grace of God. Because the grace of God is seen in the person of his Son, and we see the heart of God. The heart of God who gave his Son, his only begotten, his beloved one, that he gave to come into the scene as a man. Yes, ultimately to go to death, the death of the cross, as our substitute, which is part of that great salvation that we read of. But he came as a man in a character suited to men, but sin apart. Ever remained, ever the eternal Son, did not cease to be who he ever was in eternity past, but now coming in the likeness of men, as a man. But then we read, he dwelt among us, tabernacled among us. He is the one. Isn't it marvelous when we think of the grace that this eternal one, the eternal Son, the creator of heaven and earth, the sustainer of life, as a man, came and tabernacled amongst us, walked on this very earth that he spoke into existence. And then we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. The law was mentioned. What could the law do? We heard already. It could do nothing but condemn us. It proved to us what we were. There was a glory associated with that. God was seen in his majesty, in his righteousness, in his holiness. And what did we learn? Man could not approach. The law separated man from God. It said, do this and live, and we learn in the law. It was impossible to do this and live, so it brought forth death. But here we read, we beheld his glory. What glory? Not the glory of the law. Now, this is something different. This is the glory of the only begotten of the Father. Here is now the glory introduced to us in the person of the Son, made who became flesh, as the one in the glory, in intimate relationship with the Father. Intimate. The oneness with the Father. This is the glory that has now come and appeared on the scene. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. The glory of the only begotten of the Father. Intimate relationship. This is the appearing then of grace in the person of the eternal Son who became flesh to bring salvation by way of relationship through him. The glory as the only begotten of the Father. And how did he do that? Full of grace and full of truth.
But Kevin?